Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, guitarist Bill Frisell. My guest is Bill Frisell. It's kind of hard to categorize what kind of a musician he is. Let's just say he's remarkable and he's playing in Atlanta this Wednesday night. Bill Frisell, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
You know, since people have so much trouble describing what kind of a musician you are, a rock, a folk, a country, a jazz, a blues, how do you describe yourself?
Well, I just play music. I don't really think in terms of all those categories and labels so much. You know, for me, music is just this big ocean of possibilities, and I'm just swimming around in it, grabbing whatever feels good at the moment. And I just don't see any reason why it can't all be, you know, can't all coexist, and just feels natural to me. You know, growing up, I grew up in the 50s, and all the music I've heard throughout my life, I just try to bring that out when I'm playing.
Well, it's a big ocean for you. I mean, you've had so many different bands, and you still have multiple different versions of things. What's coming to Atlanta?
Well, I'll be with Tony Shear on bass and Rudy Royston on drums, you know, and I'll be playing guitar. This trio is really probably the most open-ended. You know, I can just, whatever comes into my mind, I can just start playing, and those guys know what to do. So it's, you know, if people ask what, I'm not even sure what songs we're going to play. You know, there'll be music from some of my own original music, and then a lot of, well, just songs, I guess. That's what we draw from, but it changes a lot from night to night.
And will you be focusing on you know, your latest album?
No, not really. That's the other thing. I have trouble with that whole sort of system of, you know, where you make an album and then you tour the album. For me, the music is always evolving and changing. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a few songs from that at some point, but, you know, if I record an album and then a whole year goes by and the album comes out, it's pretty far from my mind, you know, whatever was on the album. I hope that's something, a positive thing for people that come to listen to the music, because, you know, they'll know, I mean, the music really is about what's happening to me and to the guys I'm playing with and to everybody in the room. It's about that particular moment, you know, whatever the sound of the room and the whatever happened that day on the news or whatever, it all kind of comes into what's going on in the music.
My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell. He'll be playing at the Five Spot in Little Five Points this Wednesday night. you know, I guess you're an iconoclast in every sense. It, you know, the choices that you make musically can't be fit into any box, nor apparently can your marketing efforts.
But that it just only feels natural to me, the way music works. You know, it's, I don't think it's meant to be restrained in that way, you know.
This is a question I'm sure you get asked in every interview, which is, who were your influences as you were evolving as a musician and getting interested in music? I mean, you know, you read your resume, there's everything from playing James Brown cover songs to Jimi Hendrix. Tell me how music began to take over your life as you knew that you were destined to be a musician.
You know, now I'm almost, how old am I, 58? So, you know, I was born in 1951, and I just remember, for as long as I can remember, I loved music. When I was very young, I was attracted to the guitar. Even if I didn't play it, I thought, I just liked to see, you know, on a cowboy show on TV or whatever, I just thought it was a cool looking thing. And then, but by the time the early 60s came with surf music and then the Beatles and all that, it's just, I really just totally went, it just took over my whole brain somehow. So just staying in that all this time, it's, you know, it's hard to list all the, there's so much music that's inspired me throughout all that time, and it's all kind of there. So I'm always drawing on it somehow. Like, I'll go back and a memory will come of some song that I heard years and years ago, and I'll bring that into what I might be playing, or, you know, the Ventures, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Once I start going, I can go for 15 minutes just listing musicians and Beethoven or Bach, or it just goes on and on and on.
What's your favorite room to play?
Oh, boy. I guess that varies. You know, like tonight I'm in Austin, Texas, and I'm playing in this bar, the Continental Club, that I love. It, you know, it's a very particular kind of vibe and sound. But then, you know, I've played in Carnegie Hall, and I've played on the street, and I've played... I don't know. That's a hard... I don't think there's one favorite place. It just, so much of it depends on what happens at the particular moment that you're playing. You know, it could be, you know, I've played for a wedding on Long Island where everybody was dancing, and it was, you know, in a cafeteria kind of a room, and it was just amazing, you know, or it just depends on the moment, really.
Well, Bill Frisell, it's been great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you play on Wednesday night.
Thanks a lot.